It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Lauren Lake and Justin Martindale join the show. We dig into the latest drama with my ex, plan a rescue mission to Mexico, and talk about our love for the Gilded Age. Now, here in Los Angeles, I've been going through my own drama. Now, yesterday I teased it that I was going to talk about what's going on with Gage, but I didn't have a lot of this is very involved. I didn't have a lot of time yesterday, but I got time today.
Okay.
We got time.
So we've got another episode today of...
Today, a los hombres y la bebé.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, me gusta.
We're bilingual here now because of Rosetta Stone.
Slash SXM, honey. Shout out Rosetta.
God.
RosettaStone.com/SXM.
You're welcome, Andy.
50% off. Okay, so I want to explain what has been going on over the last few weeks. So I had asked Gage probably at least 5-6 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
If I could take Monroe to New York City in the month of December, because we go for Christmas every year. We've only missed 1 year. It's important to her. It's important to me. So what I did is I reached out to him. I gave him dates. I gave him general time frames of when we were leaving. And I said, look, I'd like to take her. What were the dates, Shane? Because it's important to the story. It's the 15th or the 20th.
Yes.
Okay. So originally I'd asked for different dates and he got back and said, that's not going to work because I don't want her to miss any school. I said, and she's got her Christmas performance, her holiday performance. I said, I totally understand. So I went back, we restructured the dates, and I was also very conscious of not taking too many of his custodial days.
Okay.
Because we have that weird 2-3 bullshit, 2-2-3-3, but fuck 5, whatever,
what
bullshit
happened?
Schedule. So by doing a Friday to Wednesday, I only take 2 of his custodial days.
Okay.
Okay? Because by coming home on Wednesday, and we actually cut the trip a little short because I wanted to make sure home we were on Wednesday evening so that way I wouldn't take his Thursday custodial day. It's important to the story. So he approves it. Upon approval, I immediately book it and provide my itinerary. This is a good month ahead of time. So I tell him the flights. I tell him where we're staying. I tell him when we're leaving. And then I ask if I could please pick her up just a bit earlier on the 15th because we have a 1:15 flight, which he agrees to. Then his attorneys come back and say, Gage would like to take Monroe on a vacation. We would like to take her from the 27th of December to the 2nd of January. Now, which means that they would come home the 1st from wherever they are, and then that he would take her to school on January 2nd. So I got back and I said, well, because of this schedule, I'm going to lose 4 of my custodial days. And I'm going to lose the holiday that I've waited 2 years for because I get Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's in odd years.
Yes, odd years. Okay.
So I said, I'm going to lose my holiday, and I'm also going to lose 4 custodial days. I said, I'm always thinking best interest of the child, like what I want her to go on a trip. I want her to have fun with her dad. I want her to go. So I said, can we just do one makeup day? Because I'm losing 4 days in a holiday. I'm willing to give it up the holiday. I'm willing to give up the 4 days. But can we just do one makeup day? That way I'm only losing 3 days. They say no, because you've taken her on 4 vacations this year. What was that? That was really weird.
It's a little chime.
Anyway.
The call's coming from inside the studio.
Yeah. It's my spirit guides being like, okay.
The timing was good. I mean.
Yeah. So
that means points were being made.
They come back and say, no, we want to take her the 4 days in the holiday.
Okay.
And so I'm like, well, okay. I mean, if it's a great trip, I want her to go on it. Sucks that I'm going to lose all this time. But then they say, during the handovers, like the transfers, between me picking her up to go to New York, dropping her off when I come home, him picking up to go on his vacation, dropping her off, he wants the times to be 9:30. And I said, that's so strange because normally when we do our transfers, it's always at noon, according to the custody agreement. Why do we have to do this at 9:30? And I said, do we even know what his flights are? Like, has he even booked this trip? So my attorney asked for their itinerary. Where are they going? We don't have to tell you.
Oh, my God.
We only have to require. It's only required. We only have to give you a 5-day notice. So I say to my attorney, well, yes, if he's on his own custodial time and it's his days, yeah, you can take wherever you want. You just got to give me a notice. Yeah. But you're asking for 4 of my days and my holiday that I've waited 2 years for. I want the itinerary. Until I get the itinerary, and where are you taking my kid?
Right.
So I want to know where you're going. So 5 days, we had to wait exactly 5 days before the trip. They provide the itinerary. Okay. But the itinerary says that they're leaving on the 27th and they're coming home on the 30th. And I said, so if what? You're coming home on the 30th, why do you need right. to keep her to the 2nd?
Yeah.
Why are you taking my holiday? Why are you taking additional custodial days of mine when you're going to be home on Saturday night?
Exactly.
So I said, no, I don't agree to it. And so then the attorney says, well, fine, then we'll extend our trip. So my attorney says, so you're going to purposely extend your trip just to take away Jeff's holiday? No, no agreement. So we're going back and forth and back and forth. The attorney's, I mean, God knows how much money this has cost.
God.
But going back and forth and back and forth to try to work out this vacation schedule. Meanwhile, I'm off to New York. I'm New York. I'm back. But we're still trying to figure out his vacation. So I assume, and I assume everything's going to be okay. So I surrender my kid yesterday with her passport because she's going to Mexico. And they say that they give them the itinerary and that they're going to fly home on Saturday night. And I said, so my attorney says, we want her home, take her back to Jeff's Sunday at noon. That's my custodial day. And she will be with me for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Per the agreement.
Per the agreement. Then they send out an email yesterday. At no time did Gage indicate he would be traveling with Monroe for the entirety of the 7 days. What he's saying now is he is entitled to a staycation. So even though he's coming home on Saturday, he's saying he's entitled to keep her another several days.
Grow up.
Y'all, we got a one-way ticket to crazy
God.
Time. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Gage has been more than accommodating of Jeff's multiple requests to travel with Monroe, has in fact agreed to allow Jeff to take Monroe on 4 vacations. That actually is not totally the truth, because our vacation to Cabo, that was a vacation. Our trip that we just did, that was a vacation. But there was a New York work trip at the beginning of last year where I said, hey, I'm going to New York. Do you mind if I take her with me? Because it would be fun for her. She could do museums. And he agreed to that. It wasn't a vacation, but he's now counting it after the fact. He's counting it as vacation days. Then we had to go to France for the Amazon. What was that? What did we do? Up France or no?
No, ad.
Ad sales, whatever. I said, I'm going to France for 5 days. I think it would be a great opportunity. Can she go? Yes. But then what he does is he agrees at the time, but then later says you've used all your vacation days. So now what he's saying, he's entitled. He's entitled, and that's, you know, the whole theme here. He's entitled to keep her the entire time from the 27th to the 2nd because he's allowed a certain many vacation days. I agree with you, but you're not taking my holiday and you're not taking my custodial days. So they're now saying that even though we went back and forth with all of these emails, they're now saying that there's no explanation is required. Gage did timely provide his itinerary to Jeff. That's not true. Now they're saying, so he's in a foreign country in a private residence. He's saying Gage may elect to extend the time in Cabo. And he'll notify Jeff. Oh. I'm sorry. You took my kid. I gave you the passport and my child. And you took her to a foreign country. And now we don't know when you're coming back. And if you decide to stay, you're going to notify me? I think that's kidnapping.
It is kidnapping. Oh, Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert. Lord.
There we go. If anyone has seen Monroe.
Oh, my God.
She was last seen at LAX yesterday at 1 o'clock. Please contact the local authorities.
Yes. Look for
insanity.
A blue Honda Civic. Low to the ground.
So then my attorney fires back, and she said that basically there was multiple correspondence. Because they're now saying, we don't need to tell you. We don't need to. We're entitled to our vacation. We don't even have to notify you. I guess they feel like they can just stay in Cabo for as long as they want. My attorney says there was no agreement was reached. There was multiple correspondence and proposed stipulations that were never signed because we did not reach an agreement. There's multiple correspondence from you seeking Jeff's permission for Gage to exercise the time he requested. If no permission was needed from Jeff, then why did you repeatedly ask for it? Only after Jeff said he would agree, did you then state you actually did not need his permission and that Gage was going to take Monroe out of the country for as long as he wanted and exercise whatever time he wanted with her despite not having Jeff's permission or a court order to do so? Okay, this is when it gets nasty.
Oh, no.
If she is not on that flight on Saturday night, we will be treating this as a child abduction.
I was just about to say, I got a problem with it. Somebody better do something.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Gage has threatened to keep Monroe in a foreign country without Jeff's permission has not indicated when he will return her to the U.S. Threatening to keep a child in a foreign country without the other parent's permission has gone a step too far. If we do not receive confirmation, we'll be contacting the U.S. State Department, alerting authorities of what we believe to be your threat of an international child abduction. If she's not on that plane on Saturday, Shane, we are going to call the police. The FBI, Homeland Security, the airlines, LAX, the Federales. And while we're at it, let's call the FDA, the CDC.
Oh, jeez.
The NBA.
Yeah, the NBA. They'll get on it.
Call the NFL, too.
Yeah, NFL.
The Better Business
BBL.
Bureau. National Guard.
The BBL.
CIA.
Sustained.
The Coast Guard.
The FML.
There we go again.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
The LOL.
The LOL. They'll get on it.
So we're dealing with a potential child abduction.
I just can't believe this is all happening over the holidays.
Before New Year's.
I mean, this is... I mean, 2023 ain't shit. Okay, yeah. Everybody in my family died.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're having a full international abduction issue. I mean, first of all, how can you say that a child's parent not knowing where they are in a foreign country or even domestic is in the best interest of a child? There is no way that this is in the best. I don't even know how you all, with this ironclad judgment that you all got going on, that's not in the judgment that we must be notified exactly where the child is, wherever they are.
It is. Well, it is in the judgment. But so, see, no rules apply to him. So he's making his own rules. We have this.
You said entitlement.
No. Let me tell you something. They're going over there to Cabo. That lawyer going over there to build a new house because he's making all the money. Okay, they're going to find some land and build houses. Mm-hmm. This is starting to be
a very good point.
Oh, what?
He could stay at Jacqueline Hansen's house in Cabo that I bought.
Selling Sunset Cabo. That's it.
Selling Cabo.
Comprendo Cabo. Comprar. Comprando.
We have to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to go get her.
Yo, guys.
Well,
guys.
Y'all better get your Rosetta Stone. Because y'all don't sound right.
Guys, chumps, we're going undercover.
That's what we have to do.
Y'all
got to
work on your R's, though.
I got it.
I can't do mine.
We could take Oscar with us.
Yes.
Claro que sí.
Under the guise, we're taking him to Disney World, Mexico. Is there such a thing?
There is not a
His
thing.
His name
That'd
will
be
cool. Ferdinand de Lopez. We'll give him a pencil mustache and a fedora and
By
a parrot
the way,
on his shoulder.
If we get a call right now from Gage, you have to keep him on the line because we got to track. We got to track.
Ping the cell tower.
Gage calls, what are you going to do to keep him on the line?
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
That's good.
How's your trip? What
keep
have you
going.
Been eating?
Keep going. We've almost got it, Shane.
Are you
Shane.
Still working out at the hotel? Tell me about your workouts.
Keep him busy. Keep him busy, Shane.
Are you able to keep up your diet?
What's for brunch? Yeah, would you have a brunch?
We've got the location.
We've got it.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Now, I wonder, too, like the boss because the only way Gage can go on vacation is if he sponges off his rich friends.
Oh.
Okay.
So the boss has a house in Cabo, and I think that's where he's staying because he can't afford,
to
get his own hotel.
Do you have the address?
I don't, but I feel like, if she's harboring, is she involved now? Is she an accessory?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to send the federal husband to that house.
Is it in the agreement that when the child is on said vacation with the other parent, that the other parent can't be there in the same vicinity? Is that in the agreement?
No, I can. I mean, maybe so I stay at Jacqueline Hansen's house.
You better than me. I'd head straight to Cabo on their asses. Okay.
Here's the problem. I got three ex boyfriends.
Let's leave tonight.
Three.
They're all accessories. Let's put Stu in it, too.
Are they all dating
that
now?
That could be more fun for
no,
you.
No, but I think they're all involved in this kidnapping ring.
We could do the Cabo House show and a dating show at the same time.
Oh, Cabo House Lift.
Cabo House Lift.
Cabo Casa Lift.
Cabo Casa.
Yes.
Oh, I like that, Shane.
And then we could do a dating episode with you with the three men you got over there.
God.
And rescue the baby.
Love is blindsided.
Now, Scott.
That would be great.
Scott is probably an accessory now, too. Uh-oh. So, and he is way too pretty to be in jail.
So oh, my
pretty.
God.
Way too
They're
pretty to go to jail.
Him up.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Daddy. And Mexican jail? Good
Uh-oh.
Luck. Good luck, Scotty.
Daddy.
Although it's kind of like if you have a prison fantasy.
I mean, don't look at my Pornhub search.
I love that you guys are making light of my kid's child abduction.
I'm not. I had a plan. It's these people.
Lauren just bought the flight. She's
okay,
like,
I had already asked, was it in the agreement? Because we was leaving tonight.
Yeah.
Going to get the
judge
baby.
Is on Travelocity right now. Hotels.
Honey, let me say it for the world to know. Big Carlo's been not ever think he taking CJ anywhere that I don't know exactly.
Yes.
And I'm demanding pictures everywhere. Carlos knows, okay? And anybody he dating, I'll be sitting right up there with him.
I have actually a lot of miles, I think, that we could use to get to Cabo.
I would love to go to Cabo. I need a tan. and your baby, but I need a tan.
Well, we might have to go get her.
But I need that image of the map, and then it shows you guys in the plane, flying to
Doug will check our flights.
Wait, think about the Carpool Collection Detective Edition
undercover.
With trench coats.
You are always thinking.
Joggers.
Yes.
And so we can run.
Cute Gucci sneakers, Louis Vuitton, whatever's more comfortable.
No, what are you
for
wearing?
You.
Those are so cute. What you're wearing?
These are Spanx leather joggers.
But what shoes are you wearing?
Oh, these are just Gucci. The little beads with the little gold beads
that's
on it.
That's gonna be amazing. I mean, I think that's perfect for our recovery
and if
mission.
If I did a tank under this with a trench, and then these sunglasses,
those are
they'll never Look, know it's me.
Yeah.
Honey, I will have this baby back in no time in these Gucci sunglasses.
Hello, boys.
Justin smoking.
Show us Monroe. Where is she, I say? Yeah. I'll be in my Carmen Sandiego, red hat and trench.
With a scarf.
Honey, and don't get a little, because I have a little to match these. I have a Gucci leather hat, honey. Ooh. Wait.
Just pit bulls on leashes. Just... Show us the girl.
Honey, we are bringing this baby home, Char. And we bring an outfit for Moreau with
change
us.
Change into. Yeah.
Change
oh, yeah.
into. Okay.
Because she's got to be stealthy. Yes, of course.
What a busy New Year's.
It really is.
Because they're making me nervous now that my baby's not sharp over there in Cabo. With all this going on, she can't have the right clothes. Mm-mm. She probably don't have her fashions.
That's the crime. That is the crime for her not to have the right amount of clothes or the right outfit.
Her fashions.
But you know, also you know,
just knockoffs.
All joking aside,
she's in knockoffs. Oh my god,
she's gonna get a rash.
She's wearing a Pucci dress.
Pucci's actually kind of nice.
Oh my god.
All kidding aside,
yes.
We ain't talking about summer camp.
No,
right.
We're not talking about holiday. I mean, this is a serious issue. You can't take my kid. To Mexico.
You just prove your point, though. If it was a summer camp he enrolled her in, you would need to know where it was.
Right.
How do you go internationally and not have the address?
Yeah.
Well, no. The line in their thing is absurd, saying Gage may choose to extend his trip. He'll let Jeff know ahead of time.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
So what's ahead of time? It's already happening.
Yeah. Here we are.
We're in it.
We should just book trips over next Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's because Gage has them. If that's what we do, then let's do it too.
It's like the Wild Wild West.
Exactly.
I guess no rules apply. I guess the order doesn't matter.
Right.
Just make our own rules.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what we're not going to do.
No.
Exactly. I love your course of action. I think you all are spot on. Sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. You don't want it to be that way, but... Don't play games.
I honestly think if he's not on that plane, I think he's going to get arrested. If he's not on that plane on Saturday, I think he's going to get arrested. Well, but the only thing is, I was worried about Monroe being with him.
Yeah. She
but
need
Scott,
to see that.
Scott will be there, so maybe Scott
so
will.
They'll
take...
arrest him too.
Well, what about his?
I
baby?
Mean, in my fantasy, they
the
do. In my fantasy, they do. But I think in real life, they're
Monroe.
Not going to.
No, that's not.
No, he should take. He'll take care of Monroe when Gage goes to jail.
They're gonna come back. I'm saying it now. They're
How's
gonna come
Gage
back.
Gonna get the bail?
Oh,
you.
Mm-mm.
More ad sales. I don't know.
Rosetta Stone.
No, we can ask Andy. Oh no, Andy lost 100 grand.
Oh, he
allegedly
do it.
Around there, around there.
Ballpark.
Oh, but you know what's good? Like, we're gonna get drunk Andy on New Year's. That's what I think.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that,
unhinged.
Yes.
Unhinged.
Yes.
Andy.
Yes. I'll be on a flight to Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is so absurd. I wouldn't be surprised if. They did get arrested. They do call you and say that you need to bail them out. This because the whole thing's absurd.
Viva la Lewis. Yeah.
I mean, so I told my attorney, I'm like, hey, can I talk about this on the radio today? She's
no.
like, yeah. She goes, you know what? That Gage is making you rich.
Ooh.
I said, I know. The show just keeps getting bigger and bigger because of his fucking antics.
It's better than
it's
all
nuts.
My children.
It's like a telenovela.
Ay, Dios mío.
I said it's better than all my children. Oh. It's only one child.
Yes.
Okay? It's only one child. And this is better than all my children. We just need one child. Okay?
Oh, I love it, though. Like a nice chump telenovela.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, Liat Gerst had a great idea. She thinks instead of a live show, that we should do a chump roast where all the chumps roast me.
Oh,
love
okay.
it.
Oh. I think we could sell out a stadium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And there's so much content.
I'll
for people.
Start what? Today.
Justin, cancel his show tonight because he got to work on it.
I'm like, all right.
Bad news.
No.
Not what? More bad news.
I was going to say, how bad?
This
it's
is almost worse
year.
Than the international abduction.
Mm. What?
Someone took Paige's Christmas card down. It was,
no.
I taped it to right above the urinal mm-hmm. so all the men at SiriusXM could enjoy the gorgeous pictures of Paige. Someone, I think, I have an idea. I think someone took it home for their own personal spank bank.
Oh, whose personal spank?
Pej.
Got it.
Or, which I wouldn't be mad about.
Okay.
Oh,
if Pej took a picture of me home and put it in a spank bank, I would not be mad about that.
That's flattering.
Right. And then also, it could be that cute security guard.
You know what?
I think he has a partner.
Look at it this way. At least Pej went home with someone. You know what I mean? Let's look at it that way.
On the bright side.
Yeah, that Christmas card just lightened up someone's holiday season.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So... I don't know. I think we're going to need another.
Another security guard.
We can get some more.
Yeah.
No, we need some more cards, I think.
We need several in each of the stalls and the private gender nooch.
Agreed. Mm. Let me ask you something, Your Honor, in all seriousness. You know, the ugly Christmas sweaters. Mm. Is that white people shit?
No, because I just had a party.
Oh.
I wore them.
Okay.
It's not. It really isn't. It really isn't. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm really not big on wearing anything ugly, but the ugly Christmas sweater thing, it's quite fun.
Yeah,
we were up. We like I said, we had to really, really get it together for this holiday season because it was either have a lot of fun or just go to the cemetery. So we decided to try to have a lot of fun, and we went up, got the house. We had an ugly sweater night. We had a ball.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And they're ridiculous, but it's not just white people thing. Or maybe this is one trend that black people actually adopted from white people instead of the other way around.
Wow.
This could be historic.
It's a Christmas miracle.
No, probably somewhere deep in Africa, they were doing ugly sweaters way before.
Oh.
The Native Americans probably had an ugly sweater
There's an indigenous
long before this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes,
indigenous.
And then these colonizers came over here
for
and
sure.
they started this at Jamestown and said they made it up. I take it back.
There's ugly Christmas sweater statues.
I'm sure, we created this in Africa.
Yeah, and then they were burned as witches. Yeah, exactly.
I also think that there's potentially white people music because last night you got into an Uber. What happened?
No, what happened?
It was like a cool black guy was the driver and he was playing, it was Kanye Flashing Lights. Whatever was playing, and then he saw me get in the car.
Oh no!
He picked up the phone and switched it to Maroon 5.
Oh.
I was like, I don't like this.
I've been musically profiled in an Uber before.
You have?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's a thing.
Me where, too.
And I got in and they were like, well, this gay loves Madonna. And, like, and it started with like, open your heart, then La Isla Bonita. And I was like, oh, we're just playing.
We're just, yeah.
No, it's so
I
true.
I get it.
They always put on the cool jazz for me. I'm like, do I look that old?
No.
Do I look that old in that one here?
What, Anita Baker?
Yeah, they,
yes.
But I love Anita Baker.
I love Anita Baker too.
But they put on the cool.
Yes. And now she's yelling at people at her concerts.
Oh,
it's my favorite.
Oh, my God. You can't, don't talk about Miss Anita, okay? Because she's going to get you together.
She will.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I like Flashing
which,
Sour.
Which song, Maroon 5?
Oh. Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah.
No. Do we have it?
No.
Did you tell him to turn it back?
No, I was like, I love it.
Oh, no. He's a people pleaser.
He's trying to get that tip. He's trying to get that tip. No, for real. Mm-hmm. That does happen to me. I'm like, why they all of a sudden turn on smooth jazz?
Oh.
I was like, I can handle it.
The quiet storm.
Can
so it is a real thing. They are profiling
music
us.
Profiling.
They are.
What do you think they would play if you got in the car?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Pull over, that ass too fat.
No, it'd probably be like mom rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom rock, like mom jeans.
Accidentally.
A single mom who works to the show.
Counting crows.
Shame. Yeah.
Something you can cry to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like everything
Sweet
but the
escape.
Girl.
Oh my God.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. Yeah. Okay.
All I want to do is have some fun.
I like that.
All I
want
to do is have some fun.
In Cabo.
In Cabo.
Oh. Speaking of which, I want to change this Rosetta Stone read. Because I think we should add, if you're interested, you know, if you want to learn the language and negotiate with kidnappers in Mexico, if you want to negotiate ransom demands.
Yes, and Oscar can't go.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Then you have Rosetta Stone.
Need to talk to the cartel? Go to Rosetta Stone.
We don't endorse this.
We do not endorse this. This is not part of the show.
Alyssa had to put a disclaimer on like me. Don't add us. Don't add us. That's them.
Now, speaking of, you know, we're talking about a little older and that we get profiled. Now, I had a
what a transition.
Yes, I had a date last night. Second date with the hot chef who's, he's a bit younger than me. He's, he'll be 33 next year. And then I'm.
So he's 32?
But a year older. And then I will
32.
Be, I turned 50 like 3 years ago. So there's like a 10-year age difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fair.
And so,
plus another 10.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Carry so the one.
So the problem with last night's restaurant, and it was beautiful, and the food was good, and the service was great, it was a little brighter than I had hoped for.
Like how? Mm. Like fluorescent?
No.
They it's had a gorgeous French restaurant.
They had dimmed lights, but it wasn't dark like the nice guy.
Mm.
So our first date was the nice guy where I look almost the same age.
Okay.
Because it's in the dark.
Yeah. Very
but then
dark.
This one, I think we have to be very, because Shane made the reservation. It was a great choice, except I think the lights were too bright.
I wasn't considering the brightness.
You like to eat in a cave, though. I think that's like a big LA thing. Like, if you don't have one single Civil War candle, like, is it really a restaurant?
Did he say Civil War
You know what
candle?
I'm talking about? It's just one just like lantern. No,
because who would be making those candles and lighting those
no,
candles?
Ma'am.
Oh,
no,
ma'am. We ain't going to the Civil War candle.
Oh.
He meant the War of 1812.
That's what
else.
I meant. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. We can hold on.
No, this is so
American
funny.
Revolution. Oh.
No, it's so funny because Zach made a Civil War joke on the after show last week, and I was like, damn it. We ain't going to say Civil War one more time.
I just finished The Gilded Age. I'm sorry.
Oh, that show is so good.
It is so good.
So good. I told you
that's
guys.
That's how I want to live.
I didn't know you were watching that show.
I love The Gilded Age.
Me too.
I am obsessed.
Miss Scott.
Do you hear
Audra
me?
Audra McDonald? Yes.
Upset.
I know. It's great.
And I'm all the fashions. That's how I want to live in my life. I want to wear gowns all
you
day.
You should.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to create.
I deserve it.
I would go back in time to live in that era, even if there was a smallpox concern. Just because everyone is just glamour.
It is.
They're just like,
You guys, know? Can you imagine like getting dressed for every
for
meal?
For dinner?
Like for changing. Dinner and then changing clothes. Oh. And then people just like serving you your tea. Mm-hmm. And everything's so glamorous. The parties.
The opera.
This stuff that we're we're doing now is some crap. We are. I mean, this little life we doing right now, all this work.
Say it louder. We know.
Who has time for technology?
Yeah. All this running around working and driving.
We've got carpool collection.
Right.
I want to faint on the couch.
But imagine if we did the carpool collection, right? In the Gilded Age era.
Corsets.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you would go, I mean, imagine you just walk down the street in the gown.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And all the lighting's dark.
Everything is
every
perfect.
Restaurant, you're
the
like
gas lamps.
And then don't you want to have
like, they don't have electricity.
No.
It was, take it back.
That was new. It was new.
And Jeff, imagine, Jeff, when you have the other working kitchen that's separate from your glamorous kitchen. So they're down working in that.
The Irish
is it
immigrants.
In the new house?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Two kitchens.
Oh my
kitchen.
God.
I know.
That is my dream.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Where they're actually cooking in one kitchen and then there's just a glamorous one.
Yeah.
I want someone to come in my room.
Which kitchen am I going
to
get my cereal in
today? That's it.
The cereal
I
don't know.
No, cereal goes in the ugly kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't put the cereal box in the
Take
good
that
kitchen.
Note.
No one has time for brand.
No, that's like black people when we have the plastic on in the living room and you can't sit in there. Some rooms should just be cute.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, two kitchens. That's a dream.
I know. And nine bathrooms. I don't know which one I'm going to use.
I know.
Oh my God.
Actually, there's going to be four kitchens because there's going to, the guest house will have a kitchen and there's going to be an outdoor kitchen.
I'm in love.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could have more, but we're just going to limit it to
four.
So, let's have a Gilded Age party.
Oh, my God, I'm in. Oh, my God.
God. Patrick and Paul can design the gowns.
Yes.
They're $1,000.
$9.99. Four easy payments. And we get a coffee read.
And a coffee read.
Thrown in. Oh, my God, that is so funny.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad you guys watched that now. My favorite thing.
But I got to pay the ransom to get my kid
back. But they got to put, but the black people need to get some more colors. All our outfits is gray, tan. They're all earth tones.
No, Miss Scott had a yellow dress.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you go to the black side of town.
Brooklyn.
When we go to Brooklyn, we're all in deep earth tones.
That Miss Scott, that guy that she's into, he is hot.
You mean Mr. Fortune?
I don't care if he's married.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think a lot of us did. Because she even was like, you're married? He's like, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, clearly some themes carry through. I think
really
we all out here still doing that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have resolutions or do you have a fuck it list?
Oh. I'm personally this year doing a fuck it list.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing all that. I just want nobody to die next year.
Well,
I want to make a lot of money and just live my life.
Okay.
And everybody else, fuck them.
Oh.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Sustained.
That's my new thing.
Yeah.
Like party.
Yeah.
Like, let's have fun. This has been 2023 has been a heck of a year.
It's been a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. 2024. What are you doing?
I was just thinking, can we do the show from Mexico?
Oh my God.
Yeah, bring your Comrex.
Mm. Oh, that thing never works.
Necesitamos la
Couldn't
internet.
We find like a podcast studio in Cabo?
We tried. That didn't really have something.
Yeah.
We could do the Comrex.
You think it'll work?
Mm,
I mean, how long is it going to take to get my kid back?
Well, tomorrow's Friday. We'll just go after the show.
That would be fantastic.
Live from Cabo, Mexico.
Oh my God.
Jeff Lewis live.
You're going to get a Mexican ring announcer.
Yes, you're right.
This could be a great show.
Or we could just be on tape.
Are you doing resolutions?
No.
Okay.
Fuck it list.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And are you fucking?
I've just been, what am I not? Who am I not?
Oh my God.
No, just kidding. That's not true.
Hey, let's not make jokes like that.
That's actually not true. I don't sleep
show.
With everyone I date.
Okay.
Wow. I swear.
What's the percentage?
Oh.
50. 50%.
50?
Is it 50%?
Half and half, yeah.
And how many people are you dating? 500.
No, I don't have that kind of time. I'm trying to get my kid out of Mexico.
That's true.
I'm trying
busy.
To,
he busy.
Trying to find my kid has been abducted. That takes a lot of my time.
Yeah, oh, it's really fucking with your dating life.
That's an ick. Everyone's like, oh.
You're right. It could be 100%.
He was so worried he was out to dinner last night.
Yeah. I'd love to go to the nice guy with you, but my kid is missing in Mexico. Can we reschedule this, please?
The guy's
it's I did not bring that up last night because it's so insane.
It's so
it
much. Is,
it
yeah.
would scare the shit out of anybody.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, don't yeah. talk about
what
it.
What? I mean, don't talk. That is a red flag. That is
old, I mean, it's a banner.
That is a, yeah, yeah. Roja flag.
You learned that from Rosetta Stone.
Oh, thank you, Rosetta God. Stone. I'm still working on flag in Spanish, but I'll get there.
Look at us.
Do you want to say flag?
No.
No. No.
What?
I don't know.
How are you going to be an interpreter?
There's certain words I don't know, but it's because like different languages have different lingo. Mm.
Here we go.
So.
Bandera.
Ah.
Bandera Roja.
Bandera. Bandera Roja.
That's bandana.
Shane is killing it over here today. Mm.
Shout out to Translate. Google.
By the way, I'm also looking at, there's pages and pages of this shit from Gage's attorney. I mean, this is not as serious, but you remember the $100,000 I overpaid in child support?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Gage does dispute that the sums received should all be classified as overpayment of child support and that these sums are subject to reimbursement. Jeff could have made the additional payments for any number of reasons. Mm. These may include compensation for services rendered while Gage continued to be employed by Jeff post-separation. Now, Gage continued to be employed by me for 2 months. So did he earn $100,000? And did I not pay him 5 years ago for this? So they're saying it's. I guess I owe him back pay.
Oh.
So he's entitled to keep that. Or it could be a repayment of the outstanding loan from Gage to Jeff. Well, he tried to sue me for that, and he lost.
Okay.
So that couldn't happen.
I love they're just like throwing things out. Yeah. They're like, it could be this. Yes. It could be that.
What a
no
real
theory. Just lean on the house.
What a reach. Oh,
and then moreover, considering that Jeff paid zero child support from the time Gage moved out in 2019 until February 2021.
Oh, when you had the baby?
Oh.
Yeah, when the baby was living with me full time.
You didn't give it. Okay. Yeah.
But right. Then also, the crazy part about this.
You mean there's more?
Right. We're not right, there right. yet.
That's the rationale.
Well, I can't talk about it on my dates. I've talked about it here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough, okay. Fair enough. Okay. Vent, go ahead. Vent. Go ahead.
So the crazy part is when he walked out the door and he left Monroe with me full time for 4 months, he said, the baby's better off with you. That's what he said to me. Then he said he stole 4 clients on the way out, which I could have sued him for. But he said, I don't want any money from you. I don't want any child support. I said, okay, take the 4 clients, build your business. I didn't sue him. I told the clients, go ahead. By the way, none of them work with him anymore after
oh,
this.
God.
Well, their mistake, and I won't work with them again. So good luck. Go find somebody else. But he took 4 clients because it was under the impression, because this is what he told me, and this was our commitment and understanding, that he was going to start his own business and that he was going to come after me for money. 4 months, so he took the clients. I signed whatever waiver I needed to sign, and then he sued me for child support 4 months later.
Oh, God.
So that's why I wasn't paying child support. It's crazy.
Well, this has been a great first date. I'm glad. Yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Lose my number. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he had 4 drinks.
He had four drinks.
I think he just kept drinking.
Oh my God. Oh, no.
It's
God.
Not me, it's you.
Quite literally. Another round?
No, yeah. Yeah. Shots,
oh,
we're moving on to shots.
Yeah, he was very quick to order more drinks.
I'm done when I can't read the menu. Okay.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
But there was a point where they were messing with the lights and they went way bright.
Oh no.
And
no.
I pretty much.
Did everyone scream?
Jump scare.
Did you sneeze?
I pretty much put the napkin over my head until they could dim the
you
lights
said
again.
Head.
I think I dropped my phone.
You know,
like, I ruined it right under the table.
Like the Elephant Man, you're like, don't look at me. I'm hideous. To the shadows I go.
Pretty much. Because I was like, oh, God, turn the lights down. Yeah, because they were fucking with the lights. And they went way up.
Oh, my God.
That ruins the vibe.
It really
does. I don't like when places do that.
No one wants to see what everyone looks like.
He probably thought, the way that I like looked the other way quickly, he probably thought I was some sort of vampire.
Yeah.
Did you look away real quick?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Because I already felt like.
Do you have burns?
It was like Michael Jackson in Thriller. Remember when he turned around and then he came back? And then he went in.
He had the yellow eyes.
Monster.
Yes, yes.
I know. But I did, because yesterday was a rough day.
Oh my God.
So I was a little beat. I was a little beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't shower, which is terrible, but it's okay.
No.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to hook up.
But you
that's good.
You shower,
if I'm not
like
having sex, I'm not
going to
shower.
Yeah, screw hygiene. You know, I'm not. Yeah.
I showered when I got home.
Okay,
I didn't have time.
Okay, I got it.
So I knew I was a little beat, and that's why I really needed a dark restaurant yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I get a third day out of this guy, it's a miracle. But he was so drunk, he probably doesn't remember.
Yeah,
right,
no.
Right.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.